I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. The Vatican is stating that claims of Pope Francis making comments denying the existence of hell are being misinterpreted. The Vatican said the comments, taken from an interview between Italian journalist Eugenio Scalfari and the Pope, were not a faithful transcript of what the Pope actually said and should not be considered so. Pope Francis and Scalfari, who is the co-founder and former editor of La Repubblica, have spoken in person and on the phone a number of times. Scalfari states that during their most recent conversation, which took place at his home on Tuesday, the Pope said, quote, "Hell does not exist, the disappearance of sinful souls exists." Scalfari has said numerous times that he does not take notes or record his talks with Pope Francis, and instead reconstructs them from memory. Russia has responded, quote, quid pro quo, to the expulsion of over 150 of its diplomats in 24 countries in NATO. The expulsions were in response to the poisoning of an ex-spy and his daughter in Britain, which Britain blamed on Russia. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov stated that Moscow will expel the same number of diplomats from each of the countries that expelled Russians. He also said that in response to the U.S. closing its consulate in Seattle, Washington, Russia will close the U.S. consulate in St. Petersburg. President Trump is threatening to, quote, hold up his administration's trade agreement with South Korea in order to gain more leverage in possible talks with North Korea. The trade agreement was finalized this week, and Trump made his remarks while speaking on infrastructure in Ohio. The president's announcement comes following plans by North and South Korea to have meetings in April, ahead of a possible meeting between Trump and the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un. An appeals court has temporarily stopped a judge's ruling that had instructed Puerto Rican authorities to seize any money or property owned by Puerto Rico's Catholic Church to make sure $4.7 million in teacher pension payments could be made. 2 years ago, the Archdiocese of San Juan announced that pensions for hundreds of current and former teachers would be terminated because payouts were exceeding contributions. Dozens of teachers then sued the Archdiocese for their pensions. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.